You're doomed.
Stop the sound effects. Let me finish my damn article.
From the Intro Memorial Spare Bedroom Studio, located somewhere others never want to be, it's Season 4 of the Josh and AC Podcast.
You gotta suck on them before you chew on them.
Follow The Dead End with Josh and AC on our socials, at Josh and AC on Facebook, Josh and AC Podcast on Instagram and YouTube, or email us. Josh and AC Podcast at gmail.com.
Tastes like weed.
I'm done. I quit.
You can be a total fat ass.
Dog food tastes that good. I don't want to be right.
He took all 6 inches of that at once.
And I love bananas.
Now, if you dare, here are your hosts, AC.
Everything was nice up until now when I have to record with you, you son of a bitch.
And Josh.
Lift your shirt up, baby.
Joyous news be spread, the wicked old witch at last is dead.
The OJ's dead. Yes, he's dead. He's not alive. Ding dong, the fucking OJ's dead. He cut off the chick's fucking head. Now he's dead. Yes, he's dead. Ding dong, the OJ Simpson's dead. He never found out who killed his wife, but I think it was him. He's dead, he's dead, he's dead. Ding dong, the OJ's... Anyway...
That was pretty impressive, actually.
Was it? I just did it all spur of the moment.
Impromptu, huh? All right, welcome in, everybody. Season 44,
episode 44. I mean, season 4, episode 44 of The Dead End. I'm Josh Hayes. He's across the room, and OJ's dead.
Yeah, welcome in. Season 44, episode 44. That's how I wrote it tonight, so apparently that's where we're at. But season 4, episode 44 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. Josh and AC at poverty.com. You know how to find us, and we go over that shit at the end of the show anyway. So, yeah, welcome in. OJ's dead. When was this? Like
a couple days ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
It's saddy. He passed away, and they never found out who killed his wife.
Yeah. Well, I guess they never will, right? So, yeah.
So, do you think he even got to go up to heaven?
So,
or
we talking about that
just,
right away?
Yeah, may as well. You think they just, like, fast-tracked
him? Well,
him
and Michael Jackson have white gloves now, taking him to heaven. You know?
Yeah, but the gloves fit Jackson.
Yeah.
Michael's probably in heaven. He was a saint. He just molested boys.
You believe
boys.
That, yeah. You believe that. So.
Look, I'd rather see him molest... Oh, wow, it's 2-1. Or 2-0.
That's good.
Oh, wait, here's a corner reading OJ's death warrant. Or death certificate. Really more sincerely dead. Probably because he's black.
Oh, boy. So,
this is the best part of this fucking movie.
Are we just going to play this?
I just play the whole Wizard of Oz. Ding dong, George Floyd is dead. The cop put his knee on his throat and he went, Mama, Mama, I can't believe anymore. Man, you can do this for so many great black people. Anyway, OJ's dead.
Is that it? You're done talking about it now?
I don't know. I just think, like, it was kind of shocking, but then not really, because apparently he had cancer.
Yeah, like, he was also old.
He's like 70-something,
mid-70s, yeah.
But a nice guy like that. Why? I mean,
a nice guy.
Well,
he was great in...
I loved him as Nordberg.
I was going to say, I loved him in the movies. That was pre... wife-killing, right?
Yeah, that was pre-cutting my wife's throat.
Yeah.
And it was all alleged, remember?
It was all alleged. Yeah, he was never convicted, right?
Nope.
Yeah. No, and nobody was convicted, right? Nobody was convicted. Nobody was convicted. Well, when you got all that money,
wouldn't
you know?
It be ironic if, like, him and her, like, got back together in heaven?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait to find out about that, right?
Or, like... And, like, okay, when she goes to heaven, do they put her head back on?
Oh, my God. Josh, that's so terrible.
Well, I just wonder, like, do you go, like, okay, you're in a fucked up accident and, you know, a vat of acid pours on your face and you die.
Do you go to heaven looking like that, and then Jesus touches you, and he's like,
I guess we're going to find out, right?
You're going to kill me with a vat of acid?
That's actually pretty good. I had to think about that for a second. No, I'm not going to kill you with that. No, if I wanted to kill you,
that could be a show title. Are you going to kill me with a vat of acid?
That's pretty good, actually. Hang on, let me write that down.
Please pause for station identification here on the Radio Racing Network, MRN Radio.
I don't know. How do you spell VAT? V-A-T?
V-A-T.
Okay. I didn't know if there was something fancy about it, so.
It's just a bucket. That's easier than
a bucket of acid. Yeah, but you said VAT, so we gotta stick with that. All right. So OJ's dead.
It's just funny because, like, they used to play his videos on Howard Stern, like his Twitter videos on Howard Stern. He'd be like, I'm just saying. Like, he was out on golf courses, and actually, I want to look up what his net worth was. Because maybe
OJ?
I should. Yeah. I would imagine he was a couple mil. So maybe I'll murder somebody. And didn't he write a book like, oh, his net worth was $3 million?
Why only $3
million? Well, you know, litigation is very expensive.
Yeah.
I could have swore he wrote a book. O.J. Simpson book. Let's see.
He said in 1992 in his divorce, his estimated net worth was $10.8 million.
Yeah, well, he cut a few bitches' heads off,
yeah,
and that goes
well,
down slightly.
Yeah, all the litigation, right?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, he had to pay Nicole $10,000 per month in child support. And a one-time payment of $433,000.
Well, he slashed that in half. I mean, oops.
So well, it really wasn't in half, right?
No, it was more of like off.
Yeah.
So he wrote a...
We're going to start the show by just trashing O.J. Simpson, right?
He wrote a book. I actually want to read this. It was called If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer.
When did he write that?
2007.
Interesting.
If I did,
and when did he supposedly kill her, or got acquitted? I guess of it, or never convicted.
Hang on, when was OJ acquitted? Must be a very popular subject. October 3rd, 1995.
Okay.
Poor guy.
He was Did you know he was evicted from his house in 1997 for defaulting on a mortgage?
Oh. Oh, he had prostate cancer. Huh. At least somebody fucked him in the ass. Isn't that how you get prostate cancer?
No.
You get boned in the butt?
No, I have family members that had prostate cancer.
And they didn't get fucked in the ass?
I doubt that is what happened, yeah. No, men have prostates. They can get cancer in their prostates. Doesn't have to be a damaged prostate.
I think it's crazy you as a football player.
Yeah, I guess my dad could talk about that, right? I don't know how long ago he was a football player.
Well, let's see. This is just be an all OJ show. Next week, we'll be talking about Tropicana or Minute Maid. You decide. All right, when did OJ play NFL? Well, that can't be right. The 1920s. He's an old guy.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have been born then if he's 76.
Hang on. Oh, when did... Oh, I guess it would help if I finish the sentence. I put, when did play NFL?
Oh.
Jesus. When did OJ play in NFL? Okay, so he played 69 to 77 with the Bills and 78 and 79 with the 49ers.
Yeah, so my dad would have watched him as a kid.
You think he was like, that man's going to cut his wife's head off someday, no. Mommy?
Highly doubtful, you know? It's amazing, though. There are some pretty hefty sports players that, you know, do some crazy things, and it's amazing how they get away with it.
You know what? I'm going to Google that, too.
Like Shohei Ohtani, who, you know, supposedly his guy, you know, his, whatchamacallit, his interpreter was the one that did it. You know, did the gambling debts.
Oh, yeah. Did they find him guilty?
I don't know what was happening with that. We can look that up for the next show, I guess. Ohtani's guy.
Oh, here we go. Here's a list of people in the American footballs. Oh, wow. There's a ton of them. Hang on. You know, sumo wrestler Fatasuri Jinisuke was convicted of murder and did 6 years.
No. They so there actually was somebody that actually got convicted of something.
Yeah, but not for killing OJ's wife.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of snooker? I started betting on snooker.
What's that?
I don't know, but I just bet on FanDuel. Wow, there's professional darts. Let's see. Name a sport and I'll tell you a crime from it.
Name a what? A sport. Yeah, baseball.
Baseball, okay. Here we go. So there was a guy, actually, he's currently housed in Cumberland County Prison. January 21, 2020, Sean Abner. He was a retired baseball player. He was arrested for animal cruelty. He abandoned his 14-year-old dog.
That's it?
That's, well, there's a shitload of them here.
Well, I wouldn't abandon my 14-year-old dog. But.
Ed Bucci from the Phillies. Indecent exposure to children.
Yeah, that's good.
He was sentenced to...
Class act guy.
3 years probation and was sent to an inpatient mental health center. Milton Bradley? The guy that made the games? Oh, no, that says...
He's a baseball player, wasn't he?
Yeah, from the Cleveland Indians. Now, I can't say that anymore, but...
Yeah, that's the, the hell are they called now?
The Guardians or
Cleveland
something.
Guardians,
fucking
yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I like when we had racial names, like the Redskins.
Well, they're trying to get that back.
Remember when they had the Brooklyn Niggers? I mean...
Josh, I can't believe you just said that.
I didn't say that.
Why did you say that?
That wasn't me.
I hope AI bleeps that out.
It wasn't
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ, Josh. Oh my God! All right, well let's get on with this before Josh gets worse in this.
Exactly.
Can you do me a favor and go turn the air, pump the air down two spots?
Yeah,
you're not warm. I thought you'd be bitching.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Dying. I have sunburn too. Yeah. So but I didn't want to say anything. Yeah. But
no, it needs to be down two spots there.
Remember when they added the Olympics and it was the Japanese chinks?
And then he walks away, folks. Typical Josh. And then he walks away. All right. So we got some emails. We got some. We got an email from my dad, and then we also have Samarath Zalte. Did you see that one too?
It's not a real email, though, is it?
It's a real email, but it's cut your podcast transcription costs in half.
Why?
Well, it's probably AI related stuff. So,
remember when they had a. Oh, this was like in the 40s, I think. At the Olympics, it was the Germany Jew killers. They were a great...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look at this homeless guy. He needs to fucking trim his facial hair.
I hope he hits a two-run home run here.
I hope he gets hit in the face and they knock his
beard off.
Well,
they need to do a little bit better tonight than they did last night. They're playing the team that's probably one of the worst in baseball right now. Look, and they fucking strike out. So, yeah, shake your head, Brandon Marsh. Shake your head. Anyway, so...
Jose Canseco was arrested for battery, felony, aggravated battery, violation of probation, and drug smuggling?
Jose Canseco, he was talked about in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. In the, like, the real-life Ninja Turtles movie.
What do you mean, real-life Ninja Turtles movie?
Like the old one. Like
from the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you...
They talked about Jose Canseco. Anyway, all right, so my dad gave us an article... So the title of this article is Voodoo Doll, Whoopee Cushion, and Denture Powder Among Bizarre Trash.
Wait, hang on. I'll do it like Johnny Carson. Whoopee Cushion.
No, a Voodoo Doll Whoopee Cushion.
Doll Whoopee Cushion.
And Denture Powder.
Denture Powder.
Among Bizarre Trash.
Among Bizarre Trash. I don't know there.
All right, so Jersey Shore Beach season is almost here, it says, and if last year isn't any indication It will soon be time to pack the voodoo dolls, whoopee cushions, zip ties, and denture powder.
Sounds like a good time.
Those were just a few of the bizarre items plucked from the sands of New Jersey's beaches last year by volunteers with Clean Ocean Action Environmental Group, according to a report the group released Thursday.
What about hypodermic needles?
Nearly 3,700 volunteers picked up and disposed the items. Of those items, there was a 50-pound bag of rice, Josh.
Well, that probably made some Mexican lady mad.
A baby, you're all about racism tonight. This is
well, come
great.
On. They probably that was probably when they were floating across the border.
Mexican people aren't the only people that eat rice in 50-pound bags.
Puerto Ricans.
A baby Yoda doll.
Oh, I thought you meant a baby.
A severed Barbie head. That must have been me. I was going to say,
that was probably from your sister.
Uh-huh. Boxer shorts, which is not... boxer shorts and a bra and a bikini, that's really not something that I would figure would be on a beach, you know?
Just the body that went with that stuff. That's what I want to know.
Well, and then it goes into fake eyelashes and fishnet stockings, Josh. So
somebody killed a prostitute.
Yeah, exactly. with a pregnancy test, results unknown.
Oh.
So we didn't know if she was pregnant or not. That's why she was killed, because she might have had.
No deal.
She might have told him she was pregnant. And a food fryer who even brings a food fryer to the beach much less leaves it behind.
A food fryer?
Yeah.
Wonder if it was an air fryer.
No, probably like an actual deep fryer.
Where do you plug it in?
You can have like gas powered ones too. You can get like ones with propane.
So like I gotta be out there starting a lawnmower on the beach.
All right. So the executive director for City Ocean Action, which has carried out beach sweeps at beginning and end of beach season since 1985. The sweeps have collected nearly 8.5 million items of trash, recycling what can be repossessed or reprocessed. She called the report a guilt list of our region's worst littering ways. It's hard to fathom, she said, from the quirky to the funny to the really just plain gross. You just can't make this stuff up. Nearly 80% of the total haul was plastic in some form. Bottle caps and lids accounted for 13% of the total haul, followed by food and candy wrappers or bags, miscellaneous plastic pieces, cigarette butts, and more than 10,000 plastic straws or beverage stirrers. But others could only be described as head-scratching, particularly considering that they were left behind on a public beach. Take, for instance, the ample supply of auto parts that included... automobile gas tank, 4 car batteries, a bumper, an air compressor, and 24 tires. At least some beachgoers were well-groomed as they littered. Volunteers found an electric razor, a container of body hair remover, Josh, because there was nowhere to plug in the razor, denture cleansing powder, scissors, and a full-length mirror. There was a dustpan, a Philadelphia Eagles banner, 2 crock pots with lids.
That belongs in the ocean.
2 crock pots with lids and a small refrigerator.
Now, is there anything in the crock pots?
I don't know. And of course, there was leftover food, which accounted for 6 pineapples and a coconut, a fortune cookie, a can of tuna, and a box of Valentine's candy. So somebody, that was probably the...
That's a breakup.
No, that is the bra. That's from the boxer shorts, bra, bikini, fake eyelashes, fishnet stockings, and the... non-readable pregnancy test.
Did you drop your suitcase in the ocean?
Shut up, Josh. I would not have fishnet stockings. I'm sorry. That's
not
my
god,
type.
I would love to see you in fish. No. What is wrong with this fucking music?
I don't know. That last one just proves that the Jersey Shore beach sweeps are like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So there you go.
I wonder if they found bodies.
They're obviously probably not going to post that on here. That you need to get rid of this music.
I'm trying.
It's now it's like getting all.
Now we're in fucking vaudeville and I'm stuck there.
Mm-hmm. We're really
it's
stuck.
This internet.
We're gonna go there again.
It's this fucking internet.
Oh my god! All right, so we'll talk about the eclipse in a second, but I just want to go back to the bridge collapse. It's been a couple weeks now because I think it happened like the end of March somewhere. So they have recovered the 4th victim. Okay.
I thought there were 7.
Well, they're presumed dead, but they've found.
Oh, really? After a month, they presume
right.
them dead.
Well, they were presumed dead pretty quickly, but they've found a 4th body. Oh, sorry. 6 people.
Is there anything left of them?
I don't know that. But they have recovered a 4th victim as they're rooming stuff. It's not moving pretty good. I love how, you know, our president committed to all the money to them to fix the bridge as well.
I'm eating some of your beef jerky.
Okay. So, and they, and we found out what they were doing. They were repairing potholes on the bridge. So, you know, the bridge was real. The integrity of that bridge was real good, you know. But they actually, this past week, they actually opened a federal investigation against it. Do you know what sparked a federal investigation? No. So the company, well, they can't hear you. Josh said Trump. But they, the company put a liability, like there is a, there's a way to put like a liability limit protection for things that happen like this. And they filed, that company filed for protection so that they can only be...
They're trying to cash in?
No, they're trying to make sure that when they know that they obviously did something that's going to cost them millions of dollars.
Who, the boat company?
Yeah, the company that owns the boat. So they got a, they started, to, they filed paperwork to be capped at $43.7 million in liability. So so that they did that, but that also sparked some controversy, and the mayor of Baltimore decided that he was going to get stuff involved. So they've actually now involved a, it sounds like a law firm from Philadelphia. And the
bridge collapse and stair collapse. Yeah, they're a good firm.
The law firm is obviously going to assist the state, but I love the fact that they said federal investigators are going to, they're thinking that the crew failed to report an earlier issue that the ship that delayed its departure.
Which we hit a bridge.
Well, no, but they believe that they knew that something was wrong and they didn't report it, and that caused the departure delayed, and that's why they left so early into the morning.
But I thought there was somebody that's like a captain or some shit on there.
Well, no, so there's a captain and then there's also the pilot, but nobody's, like, I haven't seen any updates on the pilot.
He's probably dead.
Well, I don't know. Maybe pirates
took the boat.
As I watched more of this stuff, it's been interesting because I'm able to see, like, it hit it head on. And it still doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. I feel like if a ship lost power, there should have been a way manually to do something.
Get really long oars and start.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? They used to do that. They used to have, you know, your favorite kind of people on the bottom of the ship rowing.
White people.
Yeah. I was out Saturday and it was extremely windy.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Yeah.
So when you get face fucked, you were out in the wind, huh?
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the solar eclipse. So you got to see it.
I did.
So I was at work, and I will tell you, I've never seen a store so quiet unless it was closed. So obviously a lot of people were doing this. Of course it got cloudy in Pennsylvania. I think it was cloudy most of the Northeast, right?
It was pretty cloudy.
Yeah. So, but I got to see it. I was nervous to look at the eclipse because of my eye situation, because I had surgeries. So I was nervous to watch or look at it. But I did it because I was encouraged. There was kind of peer pressure from work to do it. So I did it.
You should have sued them. Go pretend you're blind and sue them.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know how many people are going to try and do that? They'll sue the eyeglass company because they got it. Dude, you put them on. Everybody said to me, you put them on and they're dark. You can't see anything. And then what did Will tell you?
Yeah, so Will's like, Dad, I got 5 pair of these. I'm like, what do you need 5 pair for? He goes, here, take a pair. Put these on when you're driving because you could be blinded. And I was like, at that time, I thought they were just like those glasses you wear to like watch Muppets 3D. I didn't realize they were like blackout glasses. So I hit 3 cars, but everybody lived. My butthole stinks.
Thanks for sharing.
Come on, put the phone away there.
Give me a second. I'm responding to somebody right now that needs me to respond to them. So.
Oh.
What the fuck is it with you?
Why don't you... Why don't you talk? Like, why am I the only one talking? I'm done. Josh, you stop the show. Next time we'll stop the show when I need to text something. You stop the show to do things that you need to do. So don't...
What do I stop the show for?
To talk to your child?
Well, that's different. That's important.
This is for work. You want me to stop the show so we can do something so that I can respond to work? I'm on vacation this week, but there's something that's happening at work that I need to respond to.
Sorry, I'm on vacation.
So every couple of minutes, I may have to stop and message the phone. Okay?
I'm on... Well, are you messaging the phone or are you messaging the person?
Message on the phone, all right? Don't be a smartass, all right? Anyway, the solar eclipse.
You get mad?
Huh?
You getting mad?
I'm getting mad at you because you can stop the show at any point for whatever you need to do, but it's, you know, I can't take 2 seconds to message something. It has nothing
because
to do...
Because you stopped mid-sentence.
I didn't
so
stop.
So anyway, it. Let's talk about the...
No, I was talking about the solar eclipse before I did that.
How long did you see it?
Only like
for a couple seconds.
I went outside and I was like, oh, cool. And, you know, I saw it when it was like halfway.
It did get really fucking cold, though.
Yeah. Well, here's the weird part. So I was helping the new store at grand opening, right? And the power goes out like an hour before the solar eclipse.
Oh, that was good.
First thing I yelled, a solar eclipse. I said the Earth coming to an end, which I probably should not have done. You know, being the area manager, I probably should not have yelled that. But I did. But what a coincidence.
That's good for a new store to lose power, though.
It happens. It happens all the time. All the time. Every new store. And that's like the third time they've lost power already. They're building commercial buildings in a residential area. So
the grid can't support it?
Yeah, probably. Well, but also the other thing, too, is you risk is it was a little windy that day, but not like extremely windy. So the grid probably is a challenge, but they also have construction workers there right now. Like they're building other things around there.
Holy shit, you're probably in heaven.
No, not no. Because there's not no no.
Not like village people.
I don't have time. They fucking beat me up at that store, so I had no time to do anything else. So, the power went out right before the eclipse. But everybody forced me. I was literally inside just getting shit done, and then they're like, "No, go do it, go do it." Somebody's got glasses, you know, go look at it. It's really cool. So
meantime,
I took
time. They're spitting in the soup.
No, and... there were literally very little customers in the store during the eclipse. It was dead. Well, they actually closed our stores in New York. I think we talked about that to see the eclipse
for a half an hour. What a waste of time.
Well, I'll tell you, if you saw where all of our employees were, for the most part, they were outside looking at the eclipse. So, but I saw it when it was like a half crescent, like it was halfway through. And then I think I did go back out there to see when it was almost the full eclipse.
I saw it when it was full, but it was like literally for like 10 seconds and then the clouds covered
it. It was crazy though how like dark it got outside. It wasn't like pitch black.
No, but it was like a storm's coming.
Yeah, it looked like it was like summer weather when you're getting like those dark clouds coming. Is really what it looked like. So, it was cool. I guess the next time we'll actually see something like that is in 2040 or something like that?
Yeah, it's like 20-some years.
Yeah, so it'll be a while till we see a full one, unless we travel and go somewhere else to see the eclipse.
Well, there's one in, like, Portugal or something in September.
Yeah, so. Let's go. You want to go? Podcast trip. You're paying, right?
You're lucky I can get gas to get here.
Well, and that leads it into your iPhone debacles, so.
Yeah, so... Anybody out there with an older iPhone, so I'm talking like a 9 XR, XS, 11, any of those. Be very careful when you do your updates.
You had like a not numbered iPhone?
I had an 11.
Okay.
But, you know, mine's through AT&T or whatever, and it didn't update like... Tuesday night of last week, and everything seemed all fine, and I'm listening to a podcast at work, and the phone shut off, and I'm like, I think the battery went dead, or the battery's going bad or something. Plug it in, comes right back on, it's at like 78%. I'm like, well, it's randomly shut down before, so whatever, no big deal. Unplug it, it shuts off. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I left it in the car to charge while I was doing stuff at work. And I come back out and I unplug it. Shuts off. I'm like, okay. So I'm trying to Google it on a phone that's not working right, which didn't work. So I was like, whatever, fuck it. I'll deal with it when I get home. So I unplug it and it just shuts off. You can't do anything. It won't turn on, won't turn off. Not like, obviously it won't turn off because it's off. But so I get home, plug it back in. And I'm charging it, and I'm actually playing a game on it. It was working. So I left it like that for a while, but every time I would unplug it, it would just shut off. So I'm like, that's so strange. So I fell asleep on a couch, and it was plugged in yet. Amber unplugged it and then plugged her phone in, and then when I woke up and went to plug mine back in, all it would do would go to the Apple screen. Like the white apple
and just stay there.
No. Flash on for like 5 seconds and shut off. And come back on and shut off.
And it wasn't just your battery that died?
No. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I was pissed off because, like, that's... You never realize how much you need cell phones now until you don't have them. Mm-hmm. I have everything on there, passwords and everything. So I'm like, I ordered one. They're going to overnight it from AT&T, whatever, fine. So the next day, I just go into AT&T, the store, and I was like, hey, here's what happened. Is this, like, a thing? And the guy's like, well, did it do this and this? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay, so he goes, I can't tell you this is, like, a real thing, but he said, this is a real thing. Apple wants people to buy new phones. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they put updates out so often, and they're legit updates, but they have things in there that corrupt the hardware in older phones and kill them and make you buy a new phone. And he's like, so what they would want you to do if you take this to an Apple store, they're going to say, oh, you know, we'll see if we can repair it. They'll send it out, and they'll call you back or whatever and say, hey, this can't be fixed. It's a hardware issue. You need a new phone. Yeah. And then they're going to either want you to trade that phone in or keep it or whatever else. I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah. He said, so basically they put kill codes in the updates. What a fucking shady fucking thing.
Yeah, but I feel like any company can do that. That might be why your computer dies. They realize that when it's 24 years old, they have to get a new computer.
I just thought it was all excessive porn usage.
Oh, well, that too. That, yeah, because that's...
But, hang on, I got to turn the light on.
Josh doesn't like when it's dark in here. There you go. You better now? Okay.
Well, like, yeah, what a shady thing. Like, soon they're going to be doing this with cars, especially if they have, like, electric cars.
I don't think... No, they just build... They build cars differently. So
yeah, you don't think they're going to put, like, something in a Tesla where you update it and then it's just...
Yeah,
the battery,
when
you know,
Elon Musk stopped selling cars, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's all
scam. There's a lot of fucking Teslas on the road now, so, yeah.
I think it's all a scam. All right,
so what do you have now?
I have an iPhone 13.
Okay. Why didn't you upgrade to, like, the newest one?
Well, because if I wanted to carry an iPad, I'd carry an iPad.
You can choose. They have the three different size phones now.
I don't need something that I can watch TV from across the room on.
Again, they have three different sizes of iPhones.
I don't want to pay fucking $90 a month on top of the service. I don't know. I'm fine with this. It's actually smaller than what I had, but... What are you operating on? Like a 15 Pro Max?
I have 15 Pro Max. I think I have either a 4... I think it's 15 Pro Max.
I don't know. I don't have anything wrong with this, but... And now I will say one thing that's amazing. Folks, if you don't use the friggin' iCloud, you're an idiot. Buy the iCloud, $2.99 a month. It is the greatest thing you're ever going to do. Within 3 hours, everything that was on my old phone was on my new phone.
Yeah, I think I went through this with my mom and dad before, and it saves so much hassle.
Oh my god, like 5,000 pictures came over.
Everything just transfers, yeah.
Emails.
And I don't think it actually goes over to your phone. I think they actually just go, they're on the cloud, so it just accesses the cloud.
Whatever it is, it's free, but you can view it on, like, I didn't
know.
Well,
it's not free. At some point, you have to pay
$3
for
a month.
Yeah, it's $3. Yeah. I have the family. You have the family plan too?
I don't know.
I have the family plan.
$3 a month. Yeah. But like all my music came back, but, what the hell is he gonna say? They have a website. I didn't know this. You can go to, like, I think it's iCloud.com, and you can see all your shit.
Been doing that before, like, a long time. And now with your, because you have the right version of phone, you can use your pass key, so you don't even need a password.
Yeah.
You scan your
whatever it is
QR code.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a key QR code, they call it.
But, like, everything, facial recognition is a wonderful thing. Yep. They had a thing on here when I set it up. It was, you can set it up where you have facial ID, and then your facial ID with a mask. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
you are so far behind in times, man.
I was on an iPhone 11.
I know.
I mean,
yeah,
who cares?
This was probably a big jump for you just to go to the 13.
I don't know. It's so scummy because there was nothing wrong with my other phone.
Yeah. Listen, it's outdated according to Apple, so you got to get a new one.
Yeah, well, they can suck my...
Well, and I think part of the kill piece of it is that phone wasn't built to run the versions of software that they keep putting on it, so...
I don't know. I don't buy it. I think it's a scam. Mm. I'd go kick Bill Apple in his nuts or whatever his name is.
Bill Apple.
Yeah. Whatever. Isn't that what Donald Trump called him?
Bill Apple.
Johnny Appleseed, whatever his fucking name is. Well, I can't kick the other guy. Who's the other guy? The dead guy. What's his name?
I don't know. Who? I don't even... I would have to think about the people that founded Apple.
Oh, shit. What was his name?
I just know Bill Gates is Microsoft.
No. He had cancer. Steve Jobs.
Oh, Steve Jobs. Okay.
His job is to just lay still.
That's terrible.
Jesus. Do you have people in your life that offer to help you out and then hold it over your head when you ask them for help?
Yeah, me.
No. Now, I'm not saying, like, you, but I'm saying, like, do you have people in your life that are like, you ever need anything, AC, you just come to me and I'll help you out?
I don't think so.
You don't? So you don't have good friends?
I have good friends, but they don't hold it over my head.
So, like, they're they offer to help you and they're just, they help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so I thought you were asking the other thing. No.
Well, no, I have people that do, hey, man, you need, help. I'm here to help you. Like, Eric. Eric is like, hey, yo, you need anything? Let me know.
Yeah,
don't ask
me for anything. I'll hold it over your head.
But then there's people like, hey, we'll help you,
Don't you love how they drive a car right across the field?
Well, I don't think that was real.
No, it's not real.
Don't you love how that guy kidnapped a child? A small child with no shoes on? No, anyway. People are like, oh, you need anything? I'll help you. And then you go to get help, and they're like, oh, well, I'm not going to help you with that. Go fuck yourself, then. Don't offer to help me, you motherfucker.
Yeah, they're the pickers and choosers.
Fucking bullshit. I could go more into that.
What sparked that?
People that helped me when I was getting divorced.
Okay.
But they pretty much, without getting too specific, they hold the key to my financial stability real close to them.
I kind of know what's going on, yeah.
And they're like... I could be in a situation where I could be pretty much out of all my debt, and it would require very little from them. It doesn't require anything financially from them. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
All right. So, we're going to make sure this will be a sad segment, because Josh makes it a sad segment. But... we're going to talk about things that we miss. I only have three things, and they're all very similar.
What? What do you mean you only have three?
I only have three things that I want to talk about. Your list is probably an entire fucking sheet. Yeah, surprisingly. Besides people, right? It's things that we've done, right? It's not necessarily people.
Food.
All right, I'll add a fourth thing. I don't know if it makes me sad, but...
And now... a special segment, things that make us sad.
I'm going in chronological order, okay?
Okay.
Well, you want me to go first?
Yeah, mine are all over the place.
Okay, so I'm going in chronological order. I will start. So, and this will be memorable for my dad. So, when I was a really little kid, my pappy, so I don't know if you ever met. So, this is Jamie, Luke, they're our grandfather,
yeah, no,
our
I
original
never...
grandfather. You probably knew Marvin, which is my grandmother's.
I met him
that's
once.
My grandmother's third husband.
Third
husband.
Jeez,
yeah.
Well, she had two of them.
Marvin, Daryl. Daryl lived up above where Ames used to be, where Redner's
okay.
is. And then, she married Marvin last. Well, Marvin asked her to marry him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take that cyanide capsule. I want you to place it under your tongue. It's sublingual.
So my grandfather had a cabin.
Feel the burn?
Way up in north central Pennsylvania, way up north.
He didn't kill himself in a cabin.
No,
did he?
But my parents will have to tell you.
I used to go up there.
We used to go up there, and this was super rustic. My grand he built it. There was no running water in the cabin. There was I remember a bathtub that gets filled up by a stream, and that's where we would get water from. There was an outhouse.
Ooh.
So that was my first experience. I never had issues using latrines or outhouses or porta potties because I'd use it at a cabin. Well, it was in the middle of where tons of bears were, so you just had to get used to that. But when you got to the cabin, it was all lanterns. You had to get gas lanterns, and you cooked on outside grills, and they were berry picking. But
we milked our own cows and got the eggs too.
I don't even think, I think everything was in coolers, but it was a place for our family to go when I was a really little kid.
That's fucking
believe
cool.
it or not, Luke whacked me in the face with a pair of binoculars one time, right
cool.
in the eye. We're as close as we are now, but back then, it's funny to think back to that. But I probably would not want to have such rustic feel as we did back then, but I think it would be, I do miss that because I was such a little kid. And I visually can remember where we were and what we did. And Now, probably that area probably doesn't exist. I'm pretty sure they sold off the property, and it's probably logged, and people have houses and shit on it now. But so then the next thing after...
That is not true.
So when I was a little kid, for many years, my parents took us to Wildwood, New Jersey.
That made my list. And family vacation.
No matter how challenging it was for my parents, that was always one thing that we did as a family every year. We always stayed at... later it was Sandcastle, so it was Waterways Motel, which is now... torn right. down and yeah, it's a big condo.
Way gone.
Yeah, it's been gone for a while. It was a block from the beach, so we were able to go to the beach frequently. But we would spend a week down there, and there would be a pool at the hotel. You've seen Wildwood motels. They're, you know, these little cheap, crappy places.
That
but
made my list was family vacations. Yeah. We always used to go to Rehoboth every year.
Yeah, well, that's next on my list. So Wildwood. So eventually, we stopped going to Wildwood every year. I don't know what really stopped that. Actually, I'll add one more thing to my list. But then it turned into Rehoboth, but Lewis, Delaware. My grandmother then purchased a trailer, a camper.
You probably love Rehoboth now.
No, because I wasn't really into that back then. I was, but I wasn't. Yeah, but
now you could go
now
down
would be there. Now would be fine. But no, because I feel like there's a lot of dirt that goes down there.
wash it off.
Yeah, no. So Rehoboth, you know, we would go down there. I became very familiar with Lewis and Rehoboth. You know, so when I go down there now,
so do you still talk to Lewis or
stop? but yeah, that was so that, but we used to, you know, there was 1 week where I spent like 10 days with my grandmother.
It's full of naked man.
Just, it was just neat to have that campground and everything like that. I do miss that. I wish we would be able to do that still. We do like occasionally a couple times my dad has rented one of like, they have like those like Knoebels cabins. You know what I'm talking about? Like the efficiency cabins, we've rented those before just to go back down there. So, you know, those are like vacations. So vacations, right? I miss some of those. Those are like very nostalgic to me. The other thing that I miss is college, being at college. Not
That's
in
on
college,
my list,
yeah.
too.
Being at college. I had some of the best times of my life in those 18 months that I was at. And I wasn't even. No. That actually was not part of much of my college, believe it or not. Some Ooh. Of my college, but not a lot of my college.
Oh, dear God.
Because I was still very careful back then. It happened. Off-air stories, okay?
Ooh,
off-air stories.
No.
Definitely not for everybody's ears. Not. It's an NSFW situation, okay? But, yeah, so college, just...
Guys, by round of applause, and listen, you want to hear some college sex stories.
Well, no, if you... yeah, that's the post-game show. No. But with college,
follow us on Twitter.
And this is where I'll actually get probably this is where the sadness comes out. I miss being with all the girls, Katie and all that.
Well, yeah, she's dead, right?
No, so there's two Katies. There's K-A-T-I-E and K-A-T-Y. K-A-T-Y is still alive. She's married, lives in New Jersey. K-A-T-I-E died.
She died in college. Yet,
no, Katie, we had graduated. It was like 2 years after we graduated. She got rear ended. So I really do appreciate that you remembered that. So
because I remember that was a big thing.
It was a huge, and it is every year, you know, where she died.
So that's what happens to me.
She was Interstate 84. She was going home. She worked.
But how'd she get hit by?
So they were stuck in traffic. They were doing construction. They shut down the interstate, and it's like a really dark, like, she was going to the city. She lived like in the suburbs of the city. She was coming home. She worked for a Marriott hotel. And which is where she did her internship too. So she worked for Marriott.
Like as a chef or?
Yeah, I think she was banquets at that point. Huh. She was coming home. She was stuck behind the traffic and a girl on her cell phone rear-ended her and killed her. So Danny was up. So let me tell you this story. So yes, she was in court. Katie's mom is a saint, like literally a saint. Katie's mom asked the district attorney that she not be convicted because...
What?
Because, hang on, because the girl, I believe, had children. Katie's mom said that she had no prior records, and she said, I believe that people make a mistake and everybody has a destiny, and she said, obviously, the destiny for my daughter is to be an angel.
You gotta be kidding
so
me.
So her mom
Jesus.
Said...
She's
so
a
her
better
mom
person
said,
than I am.
In the... I think the terms were, if she were to get it, she would have to serve probation for a very long period of time. I think they took her license for an extended period of time. If I recall all this, and Katie will look down on me and hit me in the head if I didn't get it right. And then she had to do community service, and her service was talking to people about not using your cell phone while driving.
Oh, dear God. That would be enough punishment right
there. But I believe when you read, if I could find the article, but I believe her mom was able to be successful with that, where they did not send her to jail. She was on probation, so she did get in trouble.
What, another young kid?
And she was, but she, her charges after she, yeah, was a younger person. But I believe after she did her time, they would expunge it. They would take it away, that it never happened. So she faced a voluntary manslaughter and got it basically taken away. Voluntary. It wasn't involuntary. She was on the cell phone, so she's lucky she didn't get charged with murder.
I wish that would happen. Okay, because I have on here, I miss my dad and my uncle, and when my dad got killed, they let that fucking lady away with nothing. They were just like, oh, she's a good lady. She goes to church. We're going to just let her go.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm like, what?
We were all pissed at that.
That's why I didn't become a cop, because the state police called me, and he's like, I feel like I failed your family, Mr. Martin. And I'm like, I mean, Mr. Josh.
Yeah, because she had nothing prior, right? And she was an old bag.
Yeah, and he's like, well, the district attorney knows her. They go to church together.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I'm like, I don't give a shit. And he's like, I feel like I failed your family. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm in a spot and I'm like, I know who raped your daughter, but the district attorney knows this kid. He's a good kid. We're just going to let him go.
Yeah.
I would kill myself. Actually, I might if I listen to this music much longer.
Well, you're the one that chose the music. But anyway, the last thing I have, the things that I miss, obviously the animals over the year. Gus, as much as that dog was a pain
that
in the ass.
That groundhog.
Yeah, and angry and all this kind of stuff. I miss him. I miss Onyx, you know, Precious, my sister's first dog.
Wasn't she a fat black dog?
No, Onyx was the black one.
No, that was a Precious joke. Precious is a fat black one.
You're terrible, dude. So I miss though the animals that we've had. Pretty, the cat, we had her for a long time. She hated me. But yeah, we had like all those animals that we had all my life. I miss the ducks. You remember all the ducks and stuff? Yeah. We have
from
a good story.
School.
We have a good story about all those. Or how you tried to take one of my ducks when I kicked you into the locker.
I try to forget about painful memories.
Yeah. All right. You want to talk about yours?
Yeah, I do.
We're at 47 minutes, by the way.
Okay. Well, we're good.
Yeah.
So,
1963. Can we push it to the next show?
We'll do 63 and 92 in the next show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, these are stupid, some of these. I don't have to go into a lot of these.
Listen, they're meaningful to you. As much as I hate your depression.
Okay. Well, it's here. Not. So it's not completely gone yet, but the physical newspaper.
You actually, that makes you sad?
Yeah, because there's something about, like, I think back, like, when I was in school, and I'm like, the newspaper was, like, such a cool thing. Like, especially in elementary school, they're like, there's three copies of the paper in the school today, and fifth grade gets them all. And they're like, all right, sweet. And you'd read, like, the funnies, and, like, you know, all that shit. Like, Monday they used to have, like, I don't even know what it was, Voices or some bullshit was in there for, it was, like, a teenager-geared thing. You can't get a physical paper anymore, really, and then when you do, there's not much to it. It's like hardly anything in it. Cheap fast food. That upsets me.
Yeah, fast food. Well, here's
fast
the deal.
Fast food is not cheap anymore.
Well, Wendy's, kind of.
Okay, but still, like, remember when you go to McDonald's?
I want to know why Wendy's is more affordable than all the other chains, and I felt like Wendy's was more expensive than everybody else before.
I think they have a better variety than other places. But, like, my thing, hey, speak of Gus, and he's on TV. So, like, remember when McDonald's would have, I'll never forget it in Leesport, because this is when my grandmother used to splurge for, it was like 49 cent cheeseburgers, 39 cent hamburgers and shit, and you would just go and get like 300 of them and eat them, and they were great. I miss being in school, which I never thought I would say when I was in school. College I liked, because like, it was cool, you had your freedom, you know. Something about going to community college, I learned a lot about how to stay alive in Reading at night. That was interesting. Yeah. Snow days. Snow days were the fucking best thing in the world. What did you do on a snow day?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. On a snow day, I got pissed because I went out in the snow and it was cold, but I always enjoyed it.
So
but play in the snow.
So you'd play
or
in the snow.
Or watch TV.
My thing was, it was always some kind of hot soup and lunch. And it was always 11 o'clock Bob Barker. Always, always, always. On a sick day, on a fucking snow day, you always watched Price is Right. And then before that, it would be like Maury and Springer. And like, that was in the summertime too. So, I miss some of my friends from, you know, high school and shit. But honestly, if they want to be our friends, they would still be my friends.
Yeah.
I miss Vault Soda and Surge. So terrible for you, but they were fucking good.
Yeah, Surge was pretty good. Yeah.
Like I said this already, summertime was always great because, like, at my house, we always had, like, a whole bunch of my friends would come over in the summertime when I was a kid, and we'd just play outside and do stupid shit. We filmed, like, Jackass and stuff. It was fun. I miss summertime band camp, mainly because I shoved the flute in my pussy, but... No, actually, no. Band camp is just fun, hanging out with your friends, playing music. Last thing I have on here, I loved sleepovers. They were so fun. Playing video games at your friends' houses and games you didn't have and shit. And it was just eating junk food and being up all night, and it was great. And now I'm gonna go.
Josh got... Listen, I put, just so everybody knows, all my knives and stuff are, and my razors are all stored away.
You missed this rope. Yeah. Hang on, let me kick this chair out.
You try and hang yourself from this ceiling, and I guarantee you the whole ceiling will come crashing down. So,
probably.
All right. Well, we didn't mean, like I told, like Josh said to me, and he can confirm this, I said to him, no, we're not going to be a sad segment. Not depressing or whatever you phrased it to me.
Sad. It's nostalgic.
It's nostalgic. And I told him, I said, let's not call
it. But it makes you sad.
Like at first, I was like, no, we're not doing this. But then I said, okay, why don't we just call it things that we miss? Then it's not so sad. It does make you sad. That's why I said, when I talk about college and all the friends, and literally all, most of my friends in college were girls. Shocking, right? But they were bakers, okay? And you never came to visit me. Nate came to visit me. You never came to visit me in college.
I was never invited. You could have.
Friends don't need to invite themselves. Friends don't need to be invited. You just come visit. But you would have seen the fucking... When they were
in... Nate was stuffing your donut,
dude,
wasn't
no,
he?
No, cakes class, dude. My fucking... So they had like those vents, right? In like hotel... Like school, yeah. Right? They had those like air conditioning units. My whole air conditioning unit... Because I was on the window side. My whole air conditioning unit was full of cake, Josh. You imagine why I got so fucking fat at school? Because I was eating whole cakes.
So what's your excuse now?
I'm not as fat as... Listen, you and I bet you if I put you on the scale, you're getting pretty close to me there, Chiefy.
What do you weigh?
Right when I weighed 2 days ago, I was 294, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I have to maintain... I have to stay around 290 or else I don't fit on the roller coasters because I'm fat.
I weighed myself when I took a pee earlier and I'm 259.
Yeah.
I don't
259?
Look...
259?
Yeah, I don't look 259.
Because your shirts are tight, that's why.
My tits are big.
And, well, your tits are getting... You're definitely getting some tits on there, so... But maybe
Amber breastfeeds on me like I'm a yak.
I was gonna say. All right, well, let's keep this show moving. We're okay on time. So, April 18th, 2024. By the way, we do need to shout out to Crystal. I know. Yeah, you roll your eyes. But she does listen to the show.
Oh, bullshit.
Happy belated birthday, Crystal. We'll
happy
give you a
birthday,
plug.
Crystal. Melissa, are you alive?
I think she's alive. She's friends with us.
Yeah, she's friends with us. I'm also friends with somebody that died 3 weeks ago.
All right. So today, April 18th, it's Autism Awareness Day. Josh pledged he was not going to make fun of it.
I won't make
the
fun
of that.
The one
thing that he will make fun of, though, is that it's Hung King's Festival. And
Where is this established?
So this is from Vietnam.
Oh, now, where have you seen somebody hung in Vietnam?
And we were talking about this before the show. Josh and I did clarify, this is not like physically hung. This is the Hung Dynasty. It's
oh, yeah,
all of the dead Hung Dynasty kings. They celebrate this in Vietnam. It is not Hung Cock's Festival.
What a boring day.
But it is International Juggler's Day. No, it's International...
International Juggler's Day?
Yeah, Lineman Appreciation Day. Don't say anything because my grandfather was a lineman.
Lineman like electric people.
Like a lineman, yep, on electric...
Well, I don't like PPL linemen, but...
It's National Auctioneer's Day. It's National Animal Cracker Day. Speaking of fat, it's National Exercise Day. But, Josh, it's also International Pizza Cake Day.
The fuck is...
So it literally looks like an angel food cake topped with a pizza.
Ugh.
It's National High Five Day, Josh, so... High five.
Yeah.
Right. National, and talk about this, it's National Newspaper Columnist Day.
Yeah, that's
National cool. Pinata Day. National Velociraptor Awareness Day.
What? Because that's a you know, a common problem in today's society. Yeah. I was walking through Pottsville the other day, and a fucking Triceratops came out in front of me.
Right out front.
I was like, whoa.
Yep, and last but not least, for my father and I, it is World Amateur Radio Day. So.
Oh, my dad was an amateur license.
Yeah, I remember you had to...
I tried to get my license, but I failed it three times, and I gave up.
Well, I failed it twice, got it on the third try. But anyway...
They changed it a lot now, though.
But also, I remember we went down. Where did we have to go to pick up your dad's radio? They wouldn't give it to you unless you showed him the death certificate. I remember that. We had to go somewhere really far away, didn't we? Maryland?
Delaware, I think.
Yeah, Delaware or Maryland. But I remember that was one of the old school trips we took.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are your days. Birthdays for today. It is, was it Kim Kardashian? No, Kourtney Kardashian's birthday. She shares it with Conan O'Brien. And my trivia for today, this nut, Josh, not the ones in your pants, this nut is actually not a nut.
Waka waka.
It is in a family including peaches, coffee, olives, and plums.
Ugh.
But they have to be transported under very strict conditions because they are flammable and they could cause a fire. So let me read that back
again. They could be my balls.
This type of nut, not actually a nut. It's actually called droops. What's is the category, which also includes peaches, coffee, olives, and plums. Because of their high fat content, they have very strict conditions for transport because they are flammable. What are
I'm going to go with my testicles because, one, they're fat. Have you ever seen my balls? Because I flashed them when I was in the hospital a couple times, and I didn't know if you were in there when
I
did that.
No, I saw it because you gave them. You showed everybody
you did
your
see
big
them.
Ass
yeah.
fucking sack of balls.
Yeah, they're pretty big, right? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I like to squeeze my sack, and I make them beat like a heart, and go boom, 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 boom. I'll show you later after the show. Okay, my trivia question. We're going to be dorking it
How
up here.
How is my fucking easy pass? I just got another low balance alert. Jesus Christ, I got to stop using the damn turnpike. Fuck. Means I got to put more money in it to go to
how
work.
How much do you put in?
$40, but I feel like I just put $40 on the damn thing.
I wish I had $40.
Well, no, you know why? I came across the turnpike to go to the store I was at. That's why that fucking wiped out oh no, the Jersey Turnpike wiped it all out. I had to cross two bridges, and I'm going to tell you, I was doing 85 across those fucking bridges, dude.
Did you look for any tanking
ships?
Well,
so luckily, it's really high. But
so was that one in Maryland.
Yeah, well, no, the first one, I should have talked about that. We'll talk about that on the next show. Got to talk about that on the next show.
My honey hole stinks. All right, I'm dorking it up here with my trivia. Who body slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3? Other people have done this, but at the time it was a huge feat. Who body slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3? And we're going to go right into my into clip here.
Jesus.
Do you know what game it is?
Is it, it's Nintendo.
Nope, Sega. This is nostalgia. Jesus. I spent so many summer times listening to this. Sonic. Why would I play Sonic the Hedgehog as an into? Well, maybe because a woman rescued a baby hedgehog, only to find out it was a pom-pom from a winter hat. That's right. An English woman rescued what she believed to be an abandoned baby hedgehog and took it to a local animal hospital where veterinarians told her that she had actually rescued the pom-pom from a beanie hat. The Lower Mosswood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital said that the kind soul rescued what she thought was a very shy baby hedgehog and took it home. She brought it to the hospital the next day, concerned that it hadn't moved or pooped all night long. Vets at the hospital then informed the woman that she had actually rescued the pom-pom from the top of a beanie hat. What an idiot. She was an older lady, maybe in her 60s or 70s, well-spoken and well-meaning. She said she could see something along the road that looked like a hedgehog. From a distance, you take it at face value. She didn't handle it all. She scooped it up with a box and put it in there with some cat food, water, and left it in a warm, dark place. She did everything well. She barely peeked at it because she didn't want to stress it out. The animal hospital praised the woman for her good intentions. Remember, kindness knows no bounds, even when it's to a fake furry friend, a Facebook post from the animal hospital said. And from there, we'll keep on our pet theme with some wacky pet names. Some of the wacky pet... This is actually a contest that was held. A nationwide contest. Wacky pet name finalists include Chug Chug Pickles and Steph Purry. A pet insurance company is inviting the public to vote on some of the most unusual animal monikers for its annual Wacky Pet Name Prize. Nationwide said the most bizarre names were chosen from the company's currently enrolled pets and split into three categories, dog, cat, and exotic. The finalists in the dog category were Boots with the Fur, Chug Chug Pickles, Lil Richard Simmons Sweating to the Oldies. Could you imagine yelling that dog name? Little Richard Simmons Sweating to the Oldies, get in here! Lord Waddles, Lulu the Conqueror, Molly from Corporate, Mr. Pizza Puff, One Love Tiny Dancer, Princess Margaret Rose Windsor, that was all one name, Team the Bandit Player, and The News. Some of the cat names were Balsamic Vin, Car Alarm, Itty Bitty Kitty Committee, Meow Nays, Minerva, Meow Gonigal, Necro Minicat, Samsung Family Hub, Refrigerator, Skull Crusher, Steph Curry, and Tony Scarface Baloney, and some of the exotic names included a rabbit named Beelzebun, a ferret named Boo Boo Bean, a guinea pig named Cow Pie, a snake named Boop Noodle, a lizard named Frosted Mini Wheats, a macaw named Magic Nugget, a tortoise named Mid-Sized Sedan, a ferret named Mumbo Jumbo, a pig named Snoop Hoggy Hog. That's the winner right there. And a rabbit named Thor Odin Bun God of Bunny. Right. And that's how that article ends. Over to you.
All right. So, as a salute to the Barbie's 65th anniversary, Mattel has teamed up with Heinz in the United Kingdom. And they announced the kind of unconventional collaboration that might make your head turn, and that is Barbie, spelled B-A-R-B-I-E, C-U-E sauce. So the special sauce of sorts, which is a mix of vegan mayonnaise and barbecue sauce, is a condiment mashup that none of us knew we needed, but apparently asked for. It's Barbie pink, and anyone not realize that the sauce you're dipping your fries into isn't Barbie-themed.
Ugh.
So Heinz UK teased the sauce in an Instagram post in August of last year alongside a bottle of the only thing that could possibly be paired with it. You guessed it, tomato ketchup, K-E-N-C-H-U-P. In the post, Heinz asked if they should make the dream team a reality, and naturally Instagram users were quick to respond that the pink condiments were in fact something they needed in our lives.
Why?
So among the enthusiasts that commented on the post, digital creator Kara Southall, who goes by the handle at the only way is pink on social media platforms, said that the condiments would fit tight into my pink house.
I bet they would.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I had to just do that one. The sauce straight out of Barbie Land gets its signature pink color from the addition of beetroot extract. Heinz suggests using it to brighten up a burger, both figuratively and literally, we imagine, as we are drizzling it over a crisp salad, which seems like a somewhat unusual choice for a barbecue sauce. If you want to try the smoky sauce of the season, they're selling the first 5,000 bottles on their website. And then the sauce will be available exclusively in the only in UK and Spain. It said it could potentially expand it to other markets in the future. So interesting, right? Pink ketchup. Well, pink barbecue sauce, right?
Remember when they used to have like the purple ketchup and the green ketchup and that shit?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. So according to Cheeto, some 99% of its consumers eat the cheesy, crunchy snack with their dominant hand. While the metric isn't from a scientific study...
Well, yeah, because most guys eat with one hand and jerk off with the other.
We're choosing to believe them because, yeah, why wouldn't someone want their dominant hand to eat their snacks? But as Cheetos pointed out, this means its consumers might live the rest of their day using their non-dominant hand to complete tasks as their dominant one is clearly covered in thick Cheetos dust.
Mm.
To honor the days when you simply have to get stuff done but still want to enjoy a treat, Cheetos has created its other hand campaign featuring none other than Jamal Murray.
Who?
He's a NBA champion, Jamal Murray.
Stop it!
In the new campaign, fans watch as Murray, who's famous for his ambidextrous abilities, attempts to make it through the day as a southpaw. And while sure he can't switch hands midair for the layup, turns out he's not so great at tying his shoes or attempting to zip up a sweatshirt with his non-dominant hand, just like all of us. So Cheetos fans everywhere knew that feeling when they need to get things done, but their fingers are covered in the beloved orange Cheeto dust. America said about the new ad spot in the press release shared with Food and Wine, instead of putting the Cheetos bag down, they try out their other hand and things often go hilariously wrong. From missing high fives to daily task mishaps, the campaign is an ode to the fans who will do anything for their favorite snack. We're showing the world that it's okay to use your other hand and embrace the mess. Fans of both Murray and Cheetos are invited to get in on the fun, too, with their own hand, their own other hand misses using the hashtag Cheetos Other Hand. And really, you should give it a try anyway, as studies show attempting everyday tasks with your non-dominant hand can make you more creative and can help you better control your emotions. That way, you can focus on your layup game, too. All right. So back to my trivia for this week. Josh, if you would be so kind to put up that outro. All right. So these nuts, which are not actually nuts, and we won't go through the family that they're in, but because of their high fat content, they're also very flammable and they have to be transported under strict conditions. Unconventional nut, typically in a shell.
Acorn.
Good guess. No.
Walnut.
Not walnuts. It is something that's commonly eaten.
Peanuts.
Ice cream. Think ice cream. Green ice cream.
Pistachios.
Pistachios, yep.
Ew.
So the inner part of the fruit, the inner part of the fruit is used once the outer bits are removed, but they are high in fat content, so they have high health benefits, but apparently they have to be transported, particularly because of how much fat is in pistachios. All right, your trivia question.
Who body slammed Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3?
I don't know. My dad probably knows this answer, but I don't.
Come on, you know wrestlers. Name any wrestler.
Hulk Hogan. I don't know.
Oh, you got the answer.
Did I
right.
get it?
Look
Holy
at
shit.
That.
This is the only one that I could figure. All right, everybody. We are running out of time, so that is going to do it. Season 44, episode 44. Season 4, episode 44. We're going to confuse the hell out of AI this week. Season 4, episode 44 of The Dead End with Josh and AC. JoshandAC.podme.com. You know how to find us, but just in case you want to change it up, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on iTunes, we're on the Podbean app, we're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Samsung, iHeartRadio, Pandora, CastBox, and we're available on Amazon through your Alexa. Josh.
You want to find us on Facebook, go to Facebook, search for Josh and AC Podcast, or simply at Josh and AC. I'm not going to talk about Instagram. We do have email, joshandacpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. I've been kicking around the idea of starting a Josh and AC TikTok.
So, I think we've been kicking that around. We just, like everything else, never pull the plug. So.
Yeah. Well, let us know if you would be interested in that.
Yep. All right, that's everybody. That's going to do it for this show. We will see you next week. I don't have anything
well,
amazing
actually,
for the
outside. Well, actually, we won't really ever see these people.
Yeah, but we'll talk
You'll
to you
hear
next
us
We'll
next
talk
week.
To you next time. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Love you.